side of where I'm meant to be, like holy water washing over me. You make it real for me. Teach my heart to speak. You're making real for me. Which way to turn? You always give me somewhere I can run. You're making real for me.
James Morrison and You Make It Real. It's coming round to 11:15. So could you live without television and radio? Could you spend your days pursuing living a clean, respectable life? Well, my next guest has spent time in Japan doing just that. Now he's hoping to bring the philosophy to Wiltshire. Matt Hill is my guest. He teaches the martial art of Aikido, where he lives in Seen Cleave, and he joins me, as I say, in the studio. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Graham.
Good morning. First of all, am I saying it right? Aikido.
Aikido is Aikido. The actual pronunciation, yeah.
Aikido. What is it?
It's a fairly modern martial art. It was developed in the early to latter parts of last century. And unlike, you know, a lot of the other martial traditions that go back sort of thousands of years. Mm. And it was invented by a chap called Morihei Ueshiba Sensei. And what he did was fuse together three different martial arts, the staff, the sword, and the body arts, and unified the movements and a whole philosophy of living into one system.
So this isn't aggressive?
No, all of the martial arts are meant to be passive in intent. Mm. In application, of course, like any tool, they can be used for good or bad in however way, but the intent is the important thing.
Okay, so how would this enhance people's lives in Wiltshire?
I think, well, you know, firstly, you've obviously got the physical benefits of exercise,
sure.
Flexibility, increasing your strength and endurance, and you know, your general levels of fitness. So on a physical level, it's excellent, and it's very all round. You know, you've got endurance that you need strength and explosive power,
explosive power.
Yeah, really? A lot of the movements in Aikido and most of the martial arts involve sort of softness and then, you know, an intense burst of energy in the throw or the strike. And so, you know, you learn to really use your body well across a range of motion and movement. So, you know, on the physical sense, it's excellent. And on the mental sense, there's, you know, the Japanese martial arts, they all end in do, like karate do, aikido, kendo and you know, a lot of those. And the do actually means path or way. And so as well as learning a system of practical combat techniques, you're learning how to live a pure, clean, straight life.
So what were you doing in Japan?
So I went to Japan purely to study Aikido.
Really? Okay, that's so it. How did you first come across it then?
Well, I've always been interested in... when I was a child, my nan used to buy me superhero comics, and I grew up reading those, and, you know, I was maybe a bit of a fantasist, and that sort of transcended into an interest in the martial arts, you know, with Bruce Lee and David Carradine on TV, and then I did karate for a while, and really enjoyed that. And then I remember watching a short film clip of O-Sensei, who's the founder of Aikido, and I didn't know who he was at the time, but he was a very sort of small in stature, 5'2", and at that time... You know, a balding head, long grey beard, you know, an old man, really. And he was doing things when people attacked him that I just thought were magical. And I wanted to learn a bit more about it. And so I started doing Aikido. And, you know, little did I know that less than 3 years after that, I'd be actually living in Japan in the dojo where he created the art of Aikido.
How long were you there for?
I was there for just over 2 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie, and forgive me for making the comparison.
No.
Batman Returns. Have you seen that one with Christian Bale?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Is that the sort of... Because he learned his art, his mm-hmm. martial art, in Japan. Is that the same sort of thing? Do you know what I mean? Where he really learned in the film. And I know it's fantasy and I know it's sure. a film, but he trained and he learned and he exercised and he learned control and power and then brought it back to Gotham City and became Batman.
Right. I'm not sure. But Batman Returns is the newest one, isn't it?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one. But you know, a lot of them come from the same root and you know, everyone's got the same body, so the movements, I would guess,
would be... Forgive me making the comparison.
Not at all, no.
That's, you know, what I recognise that sort of thing from.
Hmm.
And you were in the paras, weren't you?
I was, yeah. After I came back from Japan, I really took some time out from Aikido because it had been an incredibly intensive period. And I joined the parachute regiment and I was there for 6 years.
So, you know, you're a fit guy at the best of times.
Nope. Yeah, it was a completely different kind of fitness, though. Coming back from Japan, I went there at 10 stone dripping wet and came back, you know, 14 and a half stone. And it, you know, it was a very sort of isometric strength and fitness, you know,
sure.
Not sort of running. And, you know, when I joined the parachute regiment, that was hard. And getting fit and ready for it was difficult. And it was, you know, a different kind of fitness to, you know, to be able to march all day with a pack on your back over, you know, in fast times was a different thing. So, yeah, you know, it was two different kinds of things.
Now, you organised a masterclass, if you like, a seminar in the county last weekend.
That's right.
How did it go?
Really well, and, you know, better than expected. We had, I haven't done the final count yet, but there was between 140, 150 people came.
Wow.
And it was at Bath University. We had people from over 15 different countries, from Argentina to Egypt you know, all four corners of the UK.
Fantastic.
And you know, a lot of local people too, and people from the club, and yeah, it was really well attended and a real success. And I brought my teacher from Japan over, who you know, taught and lived at the dojo that I lived with.
Mm. So you've got a club that you
yep.
run. How
yep.
many members are in the club at the moment?
We've got I've got about 20 members, generally sort of between 10 and 15 on the mat at any one time.
Are you looking to increase that number?
Yeah, you know, we'll always welcome anyone that wants to come along and have a go and experience Aikido.
Could I have a go?
Absolutely. In fact...
can we do something now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You're not going to punch me, are you?
Nope, I think we can show you something.
Shall I stand up? All right, I'll stand up. You sit in my chair. They're all looking through and laughing now, look. Through there. What do
okay.
I have to do?
So, what I can show you is just a couple of the principles of Aikido. And Aikido is really about harmonising with the movement and energy of your partner and using their strength and power against them. So, sort of, for example, if someone comes in to push against the shoulders, the initial reaction of someone, the initial reaction of someone is to push back and to go against the strength, and that's a natural reaction. In Aikido, we try and train that to use the strength against. So as you push, we move and turn with the person.
Yes.
And the other thing,
do you know, that is so unnatural. That whole position, but it makes such sense because I was completely then. I went to shove you, and you were completely in control of that.
Hmm.
Whereas if I'd fought back,
yep.
I would have lost it straight away.
That's it. And you know, Aikido is about trying to avoid the clash. And you know, just like if you go to places that teach conflict resolution, whether it's, you know, verbal or whatever, the idea is to try and not clash with someone, but to try and
take it and absorb it.
And that's it, yeah. and listen and see things from someone else's point of view. And in a physical sense, if you do it again, that's what we did. I turned.
Just so easy.
Looked the same way as you.
And if you hadn't caught me then, I would have lost my balance and I would have been on the floor.
Yeah.
Can you show me another one?
Yeah, absolutely. And
what are we doing now?
You know, a lot of the security forces in the world use Aikido because, as well as damaging someone, you can also bring them under control without permanently damaging anything. So, you know, you can get basic wrist locks.
Ow.
There that, you know, can very quickly immobilize someone from.
Okay, I'm on.
Aikido is all about sort of using the vulnerable or weaker areas or unbalanced areas of the body to bring someone under control. And there's lots of different kinds
of. Ow.
Wrist locks that, you know, without much energy and force you can use. And so, you know, for women, police forces, you know, it's a very good art because...
It's a great thing, you know, if perhaps, you know, for women who walk around on their own, actually enough for anyone that walks around on their own, bit of self-defence. Hopefully you're never going to need it, but essential to try and learn.
Exactly that, you know, and it's the...
Right, you go and sit back over there because, you know, you're hurting me now. And I'm going to stay down. I'm going to sit back down here. Matt, that was great. That was really good. Just some simple examples, really, of how it works there. And, you know, if anybody would like to find out more, what's the best way, perhaps, to get in touch?
Maybe have a look on the website. And just type in... the website is www.matthill.co.uk. And if anyone doesn't get that, if you just Google Matt Hill and Aikido, then, you know, the link will come up.
Yeah, OK. www.matthill.co.uk.
Is it double T, double L?
Superb. All right, well, we wish you well with that. And that was really good, actually. It's made me actually think, you know, I'd like to find out more about that as well. That was... it's one of those things that when we went through, at the pace that you took me through that, somebody coming and shoving you, and knowing exactly what to do, it's so simple.
Yeah.
But you don't think about it. Should you be unfortunate enough to be in that position, you don't think about it. But what you did there was so simple and so easy and yet so effective.
Yep.
And you were in control the whole time. Brilliant. Really good.
My pleasure.
Really good. Great to meet you. Thank
Likewise.
You for coming in. Would you like to find out more? Go and have a look at Matt's website, www.matthill.co.uk. Matt, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Graham. Thank you.
I think I've fractured my wrist now. No, I'm only joking. All right, it's 11:22. Let's just pause quickly and check the latest on Wiltshire's roads for you. We have that lane closure on the M4. Now, this is London-bound traffic between junctions 16 and 15. Just one lane closed due to roadworks, but it's not causing a problem at the moment. Further up on the motorway, between junctions 14 Hungerford and 13 Newbury, there's the Conchflow in operation due to the resurfacing work that's going on. A mandatory speed restriction of 50 miles per hour. Watch your speed through there. But again, at the moment, traffic flowing well through the roadworks. Now, we had the A36 Wilton Road, one lane blocked at the moment due to a broken down vehicle and recovery work. This is the A36 Wilton Road in Salisbury, just after the junction with the A360 Devizes Road. Also in Salisbury, the A3094 Netherhampton Road, there's roadworks and temporary traffic lights there, affecting traffic in both directions in the Harnham area near the junction of the Norfolk Road. The A338 Church Street in Collingbourne Ducis, temporary traffic lights at the junction with Everley Road, and in Amesbury, roadworks at the junction with the Stockport Road on the A345. Finally, Broad Blunsdon, the A419. There are the long-term roadworks there, but they've changed the layout of the road. So if you haven't been through there yet, just take it easy, and you might find a few changes to the road layout. So be careful as you pass through that area between the Turnpike roundabout and the Castle Eton Junction. Anything else to add, do give us a call on the jam line 08459 513366. We'll have a full update for you at 20 to 12.
In Highworth, Broughton and Stratton St Margaret on 103.6 FM, BBC Radio Swindon.
Wiltshire's weather, mainly dry, some bright sunny intervals breaking through the cloud from time to time. It's still very overcast outside. Highs of 12 Celsius, 54 Fahrenheit. Cloudy overnight. Temperatures dipping to 6 degrees. Tomorrow, again, one or two bright or even sunny intervals, but on the whole, another cloudy day.
I know what you're thinking. How does an unparalleled talent like me, Paul Merton, have time to watch all the best television? All that jet-setting around on my rail pass, attending glamorous parties at the local leisure centre? Well, BBC iPlayer lets me catch up on my favourite shows like Little Dorrit and Spooks. When I've got a second to spare, of course. I really am very, very busy.
Don't miss the drama. Catch up on TV and radio programmes on your computer with BBC iPlayer. Making the unmissable unmissable. Visit bbc.co.uk/iPlayer.
Now, if you live in the Rorton area, the Ridgeway School Sixth Form have an open evening tonight from 6 o'clock through till 8.30. This is where students interested in further higher education and their parents are welcome to come along, meet the current students, see the school and view the facilities and meet the tutors and mentors as well. Everyone welcome tonight, 6 till 8.30 at the Ridgeway School in Rorton. It's Tuesday. That means website of the week. We get online after Jackie Wilson.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby. The better you look, the more I want you. When you turn on your smile, I feel my touch, the more you thrill me.